In Iraq today, insurgents launched another lethal attack against American forces. The U.S. military's Central Command says three American soldiers were killed and four injured by a grenade explosion in the eastern town of Bakuba. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
American military spokesmen say today's grenade attack was launched in broad daylight against a group of American soldiers who were guarding a children's hospital. One U.S. official here estimates there may be as many as 100 attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq every day, a figure far higher than those reported by the U.S. military. Yesterday, U.S. soldiers had to hold back a growing crowd just moments after an explosion damaged a Humvee at this intersection in a posh Baghdad neighborhood.
Everybody gets across the street.
One Iraqi bystander was seriously injured, and eyewitnesses say at least one U.S. soldier was also wounded by the blast. Eight American soldiers have died now since U.S. troops announced they had killed Saddam Hussein's two sons, Uday and Qusay, during a prolonged firefight in the northern city of Mosul on Tuesday. Today, bulldozers began tearing apart the battle-scarred villa where Uday and Qusay made their last stand. American forces are trying to build momentum off of that victory. Yesterday, the U.S. military commander in Saddam's hometown of Tikrit announced his troops had arrested a group of Iraqis believed to include members of Saddam's personal bodyguard. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.